A $2.5 million weather surveillance radar has been inaugurated for the Ghana Meteorological Agency in Accra. The state-of-the-art facility was acquired by government to assist the agency to provide more accurate and effective weather predictions and data to the public. A technical team to manage the radar has already received training in Finland. Two other automatic weather systems were also inaugurated to be installed at Navrungu and Wa. Vice President John Mahama, who inaugurated the weather observation equipment, called for the facility to be handled with care and maintained to enable the taxpayer to derive maximum benefit. Pascalina Dadovu reports.
You can call it a coincidence or accuracy. The Metro Agency had early on announced of showers around mid-morning, and before the inauguration kick-started, around the predicted time, showers indeed started, and it was brief. This attracted applause from all gathered at the event, considering the fact that the day would see the inauguration of a weather surveillance radar to predict accurate, efficient, and effective weather patterns. The uses of the radar, the first in the history of the country, is limitless. It will ensure the safety of the airspace, lake transportation, by giving early warning to weather-related hazards. Vessels operating around the Jubilee oil fields, as well as farmers, will largely benefit from information transmitted by the facility. Until recently, the Ghana Meteorological Agency, GMET, had been operating with manual equipment, usually putting their forecast in doubt. Vice President John Mahama commended GMET for their 24-hour surveillance system in spite of the logistical constraints. He said the new radar means accurate seasonal weather forecast, and so agriculture will improve and SADA stands to gain.
I experienced in 2007 when the level of water in the Volta Lake was at its minimum due to insufficient rainfall, resulted in serious curtailments in hydroelectric power generation and its associated socio-economic impact. That underscored the acquisition and installation of this very critical piece of equipment, the weather surveillance radar. I'm also particularly enthused to learn that the information from the radar would improve the quality of service provided by the agency. So the safety of our country's airspace to support the airline industry, improvement in the accuracy of weather forecasts and warnings provided to agencies like NADMO and the general public. Such information, if provided with adequate lead time, would contribute greatly to disaster prevention management and risk reduction.
The Director General of the METU agencies in the Deminia lamented the lack of financial support. He suggested to government to provide another radar to be installed in Tamale.
Pascalina Dadevo reporting. The aviation industry is one of the beneficiaries of the new weather monitoring radar. This is because its operations depend on weather signals to forestall accidents. A former employee of the Ghana Meteorological Agency and now with the Ghana Civil Aviation Authority, Reverend Dr. Stephen Yakotekwao, shares his view on the new facility with Radio Ghana.
Ghana Civil Aviation benefits or expects timely weather prediction. Accuracy must be 100%. The airways cope with a lot of weather phenomena, that is the thunderstorms, the wind shears and other things. So all these things needed to be predicted timely for safe air navigation. Recently, as we all saw, we had a crack actually at the airport. And I wouldn't say it's as a result of the weather because investigation are still going on. But we'll say that the provision of these parameters will help facilitate the safe air navigation in the country.
Aviation Meteorology Inspector, Reverend Dr. Stephen Yakotekwao.